1291 declared the city's intent to rename a major arterial street in honor of Cesar E. Chavez and establish a process to complete the street selection by July 1, 2008.
Mr. Leonard and Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I make just brief introductory comments followed by Commissioner Leonard. We do not have any invited testimony today. Cesar Chavez was an American hero whose life work yielded important gains for all Americans. And symbols such as street names send important signals about the community's values. And there is no question in my mind that Portland would be a better community when Cesar Chavez is duly honored with a major street renaming. I support the renaming of a major arterial street for Cesar Chavez in Portland, but I cannot support renaming Interstate Avenue under the current circumstances. I find the intentions of the committee seeking the name change to be entirely honorable, and I do not fault the advocates for the process that has been used. They have proceeded based in part on the advice that they have gotten from us here at City Hall. And when they asked for my support, I initially told them I would offer it, but that support was based on the presumption of neighborhood support, which has turned out to be incorrect. Tragically, the lack of good Portland process in considering this matter has created a community conversation that has too often devolved into a screaming match, often punctuated with comments wholly irrelevant to the purpose of street naming. The conversation has also occasionally yielded racist epithets that are absolutely inexcusable. As I said earlier, symbols do matter, and very recently renamed North Portland's Portland Boulevard to honor Rosa Parks. I believe it is unfair to ask North Portland to endure two significant street name changes in less than a year with this kind of streamlined process. City leaders need to be sensitive how much change any one neighborhood can absorb at once. I want to reiterate my unequivocal support for renaming a street of community significance, a major arterial, after Cesar Chavez. My fellow City Commissioner Randy Leonard and I have proposed with this resolution a street renaming process that would do just that, that would look citywide for the street most appropriate to rename Cesar Chavez, and with a better process, I have every confidence that the more Portlanders will rise to the occasion and unite in support of this important opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. It would be disingenuous of me to find fault with anyone involved in what can presently only be called the dysfunctional process of renaming Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard without also accepting my own responsibility for the unfortunate place we find each of ourselves. I should have asked more questions about the proposed process when the mayor's office originally proposed changing Interstate to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. Although I was aware of the existence of the current city code outlining the process required to change the name of a street, I admit to not ever having read it until well after this current process began to break down some time back. I deeply regret not having done a better job of asking the questions I now realize I should have asked that may have led the community early on to ensure, that may have led the council early on to ensure a fair and inclusive process that would have, at a minimum, assured all Portlanders that their voices do matter. Portlanders expect more from each of us up here, and I did not do what the citizens of Portland should expect of me. For that, I apologize to all Portlanders. But my deepest regret is due to how I have let down the committee who has worked to rename Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. I met with them early on before there was any controversy. I should have realized then that given the history of street name changes in North Portland, that I was allowing them, despite their best intentions and goodwill, to enter into an inevitable buzzsaw of controversy. And that is exactly what has happened. And as a result, each of them has been subjected to, at worst, racist remarks, letters, and attitudes, and at best, a hostile atmosphere of otherwise progressive and thoughtful Portlanders who were offended by the lack of an open and true process where all felt heard and respected. I've been in politics for a long time. I had the experience and the ability to have been able to see that one coming. I expect more of myself, and you deserve better from me, and I let you, the members of the committee, down, and I hope you will accept my apology for that. Most fair-minded observers who have no stake in the current process agree that as a council, we have gravely mismanaged this current process. For an example, the current issue of the Portland Mercury observes, and I quote, "At best, the city commissioners were fooled into thinking neighborhood support for the change was more widespread than it really was. At worst, the city council hung the Chavez committee out to dry to face the increasingly angry neighbors on their own. That the vote, either the Leonard Adams package or the mayor's, will end in a divided council shouldn't be a surprise. It's the logical resolution to a process that's been politically bungled from day one," unquote. And local city council candidate and blogger Amanda Fritz wrote on her blog yesterday, quote, "I wonder why the councilmen aren't saying tomorrow, we messed up. There is a process in the code for how city streets are to be renamed. We realize we should abide by the law. We are going to," unquote. I agree with Amanda's criticism, but I also think it is unfair at this point for the council to ask the committee to begin anew the current process as outlined in the code. Although they should have been advised what the current code requires when they first approached the mayor's office, they were not, and no member of the council in subsequent conversations with the committee, including me, raised that as an issue with them. To be sure, the committee has met some of the criteria required in the current city ordinance for street renaming. Code 17.93010 says, "Any individual or organization may apply to the city to rename a city street. City streets may only be renamed after a prominent person. Such prominent person must be, one, a person who has achieved prominence as a result of his or her significant positive contribution to the United States of America and or the local community, two, a real person, and three, a person who has been deceased for at least 5 years. No one can disagree that Cesar Chavez meets that criteria. However, after that criteria is met, the current code also requires interested parties to, one, obtain a minimum of 2,500 signatures in support of a proposed street name change from the legal residents of Portland at large, or to get 75% of the abutting property owners along the street proposed for renaming on a petition. The code also requires that any street name be reviewed by a panel of historians, and finally, that a hearing and recommendation to the City Council on the proposed street change be heard before the Portland Planning Commission. None of those criteria have been met. As I said earlier, however, to tell now the committee to go back and follow each step of the current code requirement strikes me as unnecessarily and unduly punitive. And why do I think that? Because a unanimous city council and most fair-minded people agree on the importance of recognizing one of the most important people in this debate who unfortunately doesn't get talked about a lot anymore, Cesar Chavez, a figure who seems to have taken a back seat amidst the current controversy created by the current process. To begin the process anew would ignore the one piece of common ground that the council is united on. To many of my generation that came of age during the 60s, Cesar Chavez is a hero. He gave a voice to those who had been voiceless and a face to those who had been faceless. In many ways, he is the American version of Mother Teresa, giving life and hope to those that our society had ignored, those that Mother Teresa called the invisible ones. If you went to Grant High School in the 60s and ate grapes, you were thought of as a traitor, an uncaring antisocial that was not part of the broader 60s epoch of freedom, equality, and love for your fellow man, no matter what the color of your skin. And as a man who began his political career as a union leader. The organizer and labor leader that Cesar Chavez was holds a special place for me. I understand, more than most, the struggle to get an employer to recognize, respect, and honor the workers that are collectively represented by a union. For all those reasons, the current debate and my position in it has caused me more personal unrest than any other single issue I have ever been involved in. However, I am doing my level best to right the wrong that this council committed and restart the process in a way that both honors the work of the naming committee and simultaneously honors what Portland is known for worldwide, true citizen involvement in the decisions its government makes. And finally, and most importantly, adoption of this resolution will honor the memory of a true American hero, Cesar Chavez, in a way the current process does not. All of that brings me to the case in point. The resolution Commissioner Adams and I are introducing, in fact, does not follow the current city code in renaming streets. It does, however, create a framework for a community's discussion that will help the council decide which major street in Portland we will name for Cesar Chavez. And lest that last comment be overlooked, let me emphasize what I consider to be a key point that has been lost by many in the current debate. This council has unanimously agreed to name a major street in Portland after Cesar Chavez. The committee created by this resolution will not debate that point. The only role of the committee is to develop the list of proposed streets and to make a recommendation to the council as to which street they believe is the most appropriate to name after Cesar Chavez. Some have been quoted as saying that adopting this resolution will only further the controversy in the community. I believe that is a cynical view of Portlanders that underestimates the creativity, intelligence, and acceptance of the vast majority of Portlanders, as long as they are treated as creative, intelligent, and accepting people. No one can credibly argue that the current process does that. However, this is the best take at what Commissioner Adams and I believe is the best way forward from the awful place we each find ourselves in. If the council wants to propose an alternative to this process during our deliberations today, neither Commissioner Adams nor I have any pride of authorship. We will happily support any process that treats all parties involved respectfully. Thank you for your consideration.
How many people have signed up?
We have 15 people signed up.
15? Okay, please call the first three.
First three are Marta Gumbez, Jose Romero, and Serena Cruz Walsh.
Thank you for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Marta Gumbez. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes. My name is Marta Gumbez, and I serve as a co-chair of the Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard Committee. I wish to express my appreciation to the council for your work on this effort to publicly commemorate Cesar E. Chavez, a true American hero. I also wish to thank each of you as individuals for taking the time to meet with our committee in recent months. Furthermore, we appreciate it and affirm the council's unanimously decision in August to open the 6 week of public comment regarding the name change, a period which is now coming to close. Our committee entered into the project in good faith as an effort to enrich our city of all Portlanders. The committee to continue to be our goal. We have followed all the instructions that have come from the city hall and have fully participated in all aspects of the process that it was laid out to us. And now, today, we have before you a proposal from two commissioners that it will extend this process, moving to new neighborhoods and create and create a new city-appointed committee to take this effort out of our hands of those who originally initiated the Latino community. We are here today on behalf of our committee and the community that we represent to oppose this proposal and to encourage you to vote no. We understand that the council needs to create an adequate process, but a process was created for this initiative, and the process was communicated to our committee, and we have followed the process to the full extent. And so we stand firm in our proposal that Interstate Avenue be renamed Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. And we do so not only on behalf of our committee, but also on behalf of the Latino community and all those who have been and continue to be silenced, mistreated, and underrepresented in our society in this city. Gracias.
Good afternoon. My name is Jose Romero, and I serve as co-chair of the Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard Committee here in Portland. Our committee stands in opposition to the proposal that is before you today. What we do not oppose, however, is this city. In fact, we love this city, and it was the deep love for this city, for its neighborhoods, for its people, that originally inspired us to initiate this public recognition for one of America's greatest heroes, Cesar Estrada Chavez. Mr. Chavez is a symbol of unity, the ability of diverse people to come together and work for a better future. But Cesar Chavez is also a symbol of leadership, the ability to act on principles, to be visionary, and to guide a community towards its highest potential, while defending the voice of the least represented, of its least represented members. And so it is leadership that we look from you today, our city council. Will you vote to delay and displace this effort, or will you choose to stand up for diversity, inclusion, and equality in our city? We agree, as you do, that Cesar Chavez is a highly deserving candidate and that a main arterial should be named in his honor. But our committee sees this resolution as a futile attempt to reinitiate the process all over again. Any arterial that would be chosen to be renamed after Cesar Chavez would meet the same resistance by the businesses and other neighborhood naysayers demanding, "Not in my backyard." For many months, our committee has engaged with the North Portland community and with the entire city, for that matter. We have repeatedly answered heartfelt questions to our neighbors. Why Cesar Chavez? Why North Portland? Why Interstate Avenue? Why now? We have answered all these questions to the best of our ability, honestly, directly, and in good faith. It is no longer a time for answering such questions. Our position is clear, and our commitment is strong. Thank you for your time. Si se puede.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, commissioners. For the record, I'm Serena Cruz Walsh, and I want to be clear that I'm representing myself today, and I am in full support of Marta and Jose and the work of the committee, but I've been sidelined these past few months, raising a brand new baby, so I haven't had the chance to work with them, and I would have worked with them by their side and, again, fully support them. But I'm here today on behalf of my daughter because I want her to grow up in a Portland that embraces her. And I'm asking you to table the resolution that you have before you today. Why should you change the name of Interstate to Cesar Chavez? After reviewing your resolution, I'm confident that you understand one set of the reasons to do so. He was a major labor leader and farm worker leader, worthy of national and international recognition. I support recognizing Cesar Chavez with a local street for Interstate for very personal reasons as well. My parents raised me to revere him for his courage and his willingness to serve as one of the first Latino civil rights leaders in the United States. In 1965, my grandmother on my mother's side, Maria Teresa Huizar, marched with Cesar to the California State Capitol. My fairly apolitical mother would always tell me this story with incredible pride, and she really wasn't political, but it meant to her that there were times to stand and be counted. And she was very proud of her mother standing with Cesar Chavez in support of rights for farm workers. I know that I called on this very value when my colleagues and I stood with the gay and lesbian community in support of marriage equality. Cesar Chavez also meant a great deal to my father. He was born into a migrant worker family. Though my grandfather went on to run his own plant nursery, my father never forgot what it was like to move every 6 months and to have a farm for a playground. Before he passed away, my father made a sport of listing the names of every professional football player and actor who had any Mexican blood in them. But more important than those popular icons was the pride he shared with me in Cesar Chavez. On more than one occasion, he expressed to me his desire that a street in Portland be named and recognized for Cesar. I very much regret that I constantly said to him, "Not now, Papa, not now." It always seemed like there were other Latino community priorities for me to work on. I have a much better understanding, just a few months after his passing, about why recognizing Cesar was of such importance to my father. It would reflect this community's understanding of the historical role Cesar played as a civil rights leader, alongside two other great civil rights leaders, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. It would reflect the acceptance of the Latino community. Finally, it would reflect an inclusionary tone, not exclusionary tone, in Portland. I've heard lots of reasons why Interstate might be the wrong choice. Some vocal folks don't want it there. It would cost a lot to make the change, and it's not a meaningful street for Latinos. As a former elected official, I understand that it's not much fun to take political stands in the midst of conflict. Sometimes there are glorious political solutions, the grand compromise that makes all parties happy. The solution to a problem that no one could foresee at the outset, but the approach that works really better. Other times, sadly, there really is no better solution. And at those times, it's important that elected officials do what's right. And I'm very grateful that the 1989 Portland City Council stood solid in the face of tremendous opposition to the renaming of Union Avenue to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Today, nearly 20 years later, we cannot imagine that street with any other name. I'm also grateful to all of you for renaming Portland Boulevard Rosa Parks Boulevard. There was opposition to this name change as well. The only difference was we heard about it after your decision rather than before it. And you've heard about how the Latino community has followed the process that you've laid out for him, for them. And I guess what strikes me is the only difference is that you're saying at the outset that you'd be willing to accept the opposition. If you're willing to accept the opposition of the community in pursuing a name change, I'd urge you to pursue the name change of Interstate and honor the community that came to you, honor the community that came to you and followed the process that you laid out for them. There may be some other better process. It may be in city code. It may be some other process that you all should rename. I know I have to shut up. I'm no good at shutting up, Mayor. I'm used to having more time than this little buzzer thing here. So, bottom line.
Serena, I had a question.
Yes, go for you, Commissioner.
Do you have any more thoughts?
I do. Thank you so very much, Commissioner Sten. So I urge you to table this resolution rather than to vote for the exclusionary tone of the opponents. The Portland I know and love embraces tradition and at the same time changes every day to become a better city. Change isn't easy, but change has made us the city that we are. That's true whether the change is in North Portland, downtown, or in the rest of the city. The Portland way is to be inclusive of our residents, to recognize the value of their citizenship in our city, and to try to leave a legacy for our children that would make them very proud. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor, I had some questions for the committee. Would you, before I pose them now or after?
Go ahead and do it
after the public testimony. Okay, since you're the co-chairs, I guess, you know, I want to thank you for your hard work we've made it a long way. You've made it a long way, and I recognize how difficult this has been. And we've had some very good conversations and some difficult ones, and I appreciate it. It's you know who you can work with when you can actually have a difficult conversation. But I guess I want to just ask a couple of questions and get more of the sense of the committee as you've looked at this. I think I want to draw a distinction between the notion of having a community process, which rightly or wrongly, and that's not my point. I think the process probably would have ended up with a lot of division no matter what we did. So I'm not one to go back and say it. But what I see in my mind here And I want to be clear, I'm actually not particularly supportive of the proposal that's written today, in the sense that I think delaying this through July 1st is far too long and completely unnecessary to make that argument. As I've told you privately, I need to tell you publicly, because otherwise I don't think I'm being fair to the sides. I do believe we should take a little bit of more time. What I'm wrestling with today is that I don't believe taking more time is particularly, and I'm going to push on the mayor as well, is particularly useful if the committee and the mayor are not willing to participate. I think it becomes a situation where we're just prolonging the thing. But I'm going to ask both you and the mayor publicly before I make a vote today to reconsider your position that more time is not a good thing. I see what happened as a community process, and I think what is needed now is a council process. And I want to understand a little more why you would object to the council taking a couple of months. Again, we don't have a proposal in front of us that I'm ready to work this some more. I do not believe that would be disparate treatment. In fact, if we were to vote on this November 15th, in my 17 years in working in the building, it would be the first time we didn't slow something down when a train wrecked. And I don't think any of us believed when we met in August, and we did, that we would have the kind of arguments that we're having now. We knew there were going to be opposition, but if I'm going to make the argument to you that I think this council needs to work together and get to a 5-0 vote on this thing, because we're honoring Cesar Chavez, who deserves a 5-0 vote. And I guess I want to understand publicly why you would object to us taking a little more time, again, not through July, and doing some more process ourselves. And that's where I object to the what I think is a well-meaning process. The two things I'm not sold on in Commissioner Leonard and Adams' resolution is taking it through July and so much pushing it out to a committee. I think this is time for this council to own the process, because I think it's the only place, and that's what I'd like to work with this council on. So apologize for the long-winded question, but I really need to ask you publicly why you would object to a little more work on this, if we could find a way. And if we did do a little more work, would you take part?
May we defer to the mayor first? You asked us both the question. Is that correct, Eric? Both
I'm not allowed to ask the mayor a question.
Oh, you're
format,
not.
So
okay.
That was a rhetorical question to the mayor and a direct question to you.
I'll be glad to respond rhetorically. Please go ahead, folks.
We represent a larger group, a much larger group, plus the community, and we're here to honor that mandate. And this is where our focus has been for the last 8 months now, almost 8 months, beginning last March. And you know, we've seen what goes on in those neighborhoods and what might go on should we be relegated to some other neighborhood in the future. And it's not a pretty sight. Moreover, we deal with things from one day to the next. We're volunteers. We're not full-time employees of anybody's lobby or anything. And we deal with issues as they come up. For example, the one before you today. These kinds of things, you know, that's why we're opposed. Go contrary to what we're about. If there were, again, speaking for myself but not for the committee, if there were some possibilities, but right now we don't see any. Right now we just see that we have a resolution currently and a resolution in 2 weeks, and that's where we're at.
And do you go ahead?
And I would like to add that we don't believe that by voting on the 15, it will change about, unless we're having the vote of Commissioner St. Adams and Commissioner Randy Leonard saying yes to interstate in January. It doesn't seem like that it will change their mind by January. When we met with them at the beginning in August, we have their fully support that it was a good idea, and we asked them for feedback, and we did what we've been told. We understand that the process has not been how it is right, and which is the same way it didn't went that way for NATO, neither for Rosa Parks. But we did. We asked for feedback. What are the things that we needed it to do? We wanted to make it, you know, support the resolution for the 15. We're focusing on that. It's been very hard for all of us. For me, I can say that and I'm going to add, we've been trying to get our signatures that I believe we will have our furnished signatures, the 2,500 for the 15. But one time when I was at the Harbor Lodge, and I mentioned that to you, that I asked this alderman for his signature, he goes, no, I oppose entirely. And I say, okay, that would be fine. If you change your mind, can you come back? And he told me, yes, I will come back, but I will come back with a pistol. Do you think I wanted it to wait longer and go through all these things that we're going through? I don't. I really don't. We really believe that we were going to have all your support.
Well, and I guess, I mean, that really gets right at the problem that we're facing here. And I just think, you know, we have to be able to talk about this. I mean, if in fact what the committee believed was it had the support in August, then the process was meaningless. And that's the problem that's been set up here. I was very clear. I'm very supportive of it. But we needed to have the process. And I think that's where, you know, I think what happens in politics is when things happen that are beyond something, you have to adjust. And I'm not necessarily arguing for adjusting the idea of interstate. I'm saying let's get the council to own this and quit pushing it back. Now, part of my premise here, and again, I can't ask my colleagues questions, but you don't have to give Commissioner Leonard too much of an opening to use his mic. I've spoken to everybody on the council at great length and have ascertained to my satisfaction that it's entirely possible, and I want to hear people to hear that there may be 5 votes for interstate. I don't think people have made up their mind, but 2 of my colleagues are saying, I need to work this more with the community and look at some other options. And what I'm struggling with is that I really think it makes sense for the council to try and do some more work on this, but I also need to do it in a way that people are going to work together, you know. And so what I'm proposing, which I don't, is to try and pull that burden off of you. In some ways, I think too much has been placed on this committee. I think you've done a terrific job, but when you've told me the stories, it's unreasonable. And we've got a situation where I think you've been subjected to what are clearly very unreasonable, racist situations. We also have opposition that is not of that nature. And trying to sort all of that out has gotten to be a mess. You know. And so, anyway, I'm going to stop there. But I believe we can get to something that the council can all stand behind, or stand in front of is the better way to say it, rather than having you stand in front of us. So I won't keep going on and on, but I just wanted to start having this conversation that we've been having privately, so we can maybe work towards some other ideas, because I think we have an on-off switch here that is not, I'm looking for a third way.
Well, we would sure love to have as much support as possible.
To let Commissioner stand down, I will use my microphone and say that as I wrote it in my remarks, and I was very careful to make sure I had it in my remarks, that I don't want to commit exactly the problem that we have up till now and suggest a certain way has to be followed to get to the place where we're all going to vote for a street, and we're all going to do that. Every one of us here are going to vote to name a street after Cesar Chavez. But I do think that a process such as Commissioner Stent is proposing makes sense. And I'm sure there are a number of iterations of that kind of a process. It just needs to be that, and I think, frankly, that none of us are bought into a certain street. I think we have to divorce ourselves from that. That's created the angst. You'll see on the Channel 2 News tonight, I was asked by the reporter, what's my personal favorite? And I haven't said that yet, but my personal favorite, which is to say should be the street, would be Southwest Broadway from the Union train station to Portland State. That symbolizes so much to me of Cesar Chavez, a college, a university, a diverse community, a major thoroughfare. But I also realize there are lots of other great ideas. And all I would like to see happen that I think you're hearing from up here is that we have exactly the kind of discussion we are now and have a community discussion where we're allowed and it's okay to bring up ideas like that and have it be open and on the and have everybody feel honored. And I have to say that I understand why you're reacting the way you are because of the community feedback you've got. But I honestly think, I agree with Commissioner Sten that we should not have put you in that place in the first place. That was wrong. But I actually think if we start anew with this process the way I'm describing, that won't be there. Sure, we'll get some of that from some people, but I think the other criticisms that we've been hearing from really progressive-minded Portlanders will not be there as it is now. So I guess it's a long way of saying I appreciate your thoughtfulness in trying to find another way, and I'm entirely supportive of that.
And I would like to respond to your question because it's a question that everybody at this table up here has been struggling with, and that I don't think anybody up here has any ill will towards any particular group, whether it be people in North Portland or people in the Latino community. I firmly believe that every person up here wants to name a major arterial after Cesar Chavez. It's really what we're talking about is a process. And we've been told that the process is flawed, that we need to have another process. And that's what I struggled with this weekend. And I had to ask myself, why am I doing this? Why is it important for our community, not just our Latino community, but for our community, to name Interstate after this great man? And I have to say that there's points on both sides. But I can tell you from the little research that I've done and my staff that this is not an uncommon problem throughout the United States. That when there is a street to be named, particularly after Cesar Chavez, people all of a sudden try to figure out why it shouldn't occur. All you've got to do is go to your website and look up Lubbock, Texas. Right now, Lubbock is struggling with this very same issue. Mm-hmm. And once, and I think that the street is called Canyon Lakes Drive, was selected, there were large numbers of people coming to the city council to say why Canyon Lakes Boulevard is not the appropriate place, because Canyon Lakes Boulevard is a canyon with a bunch of lakes in it. Now, those people, I have no doubt, are sincere. And even the editorial in the local Lubbock newspaper sounded a lot like the editorial here in Portland. Maybe we should step back and take another look at this. Maybe we need a different process. And I'll tell you, on September the 6th, the city council and all five members signed on to this, set the process in place. We said, we want you to go out, and in fact, even had the department, the Portland Department of Transportation helping sponsor this to set up at least two meetings in the community, and no sooner than the next 5 weeks. So we wanted them spread out. We told them exactly what we wanted them to do, and we even acknowledged that there was going to be a robust conversation about all of this, and that they were going to come back, and that we were going to then take a vote. That was what we committed to as a council. And what the committee has done since last spring when they started off on this journey has been to try to talk to as many people as possible. And they did go out and talk to neighborhoods. And sometimes the initial reaction was positive, and sometimes it wasn't. They are working to get those 2,500 signatures. They are doing what we ask them to do. And now we're saying, let's do another process because the first process wasn't by the code, and I don't see this resolution complying with the code either. The fact is that we have named streets and not necessarily followed the code to the letter. And, you know, I listened to the other side, and I did hear a few folks that I thought were bigoted. One man told me in a restaurant as I was having dinner prior to going to Ockley Green Grade School that if they wanted to honor a street named after Cesar Chavez, as he said, they should do it in Mexico City. And I thought, what a bigoted comment that is. Cesar Chavez is an American. He's not a Mexican. He's an American. He served in our armed forces. He was a labor leader. He was a man who believed in peace and nonviolence. He was a man who ranks up there with many of our other great American leaders of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. This man paid his dues, and I think it's time that we pay homage to him. As I thought about it this weekend, it really boiled down to one simple thing for me, is
what is the right thing to do? And I think that's the question that folks up here at the table have been thinking about. What is the right thing to do? And I concluded for myself the right thing to do was to honor this committee's work, to honor Cesar Chavez, and to name Interstate Avenue after him. It's as simple as that for me. And I don't have any political axe to grind. I'm not running for any office. And I think that the intentions of everybody at this table are honorable. So it's really a decision that each of us have to make at this table. And I want to thank all of the people, whether you live out in the neighborhoods or you serve on this committee, for voicing your concerns. There has been a lot of issues and a lot of strong feelings on both sides of this. And I think it's time that we make a decision on that. And I, for one, know that my decision will be in favor of renaming Interstate Avenue. It's as simple as that. And yet, I know that there will be other people on this council and the community that feel differently. That's their prerogative. But mine is, I must follow my conscience. So I thank you for your question, Commissioner Stan, and I thank you folks for what you've done.
Thank you.
I guess one more question, and it's kind of, if you want to, Mayor, it's up to you, obviously. I guess, and I think I've been public in saying that, you know, when this vote comes up, as we sit here today, you know, my leaning is towards making the change on Interstate. I've shared that with people. I've said that in the press. And for many of the reasons that the mayor articulated, I guess, Mayor, my question for both you and the committee is, you know, given that I'm the swing vote on whether we're going to do more process or not, and that's why you're going to hear a lot from me today, I guess I don't understand the perceived harm in taking a little more time. And I need that articulated. I get that it's the right thing to do, and I get all of the things that people are saying, and I get that the committee is tired, and I would like to relieve the committee of having to lead this. But I guess I don't see, you know, when you're asked to make a tough decision in governmental work, I've always taken the position that you have to look at both the harm of each side. And I find many of all of your arguments persuasive, and that's what I've said, and I've been very reluctant to force particularly the new mayor into a process you don't want to be part of, but I'm struggling to see what the harm that is going to be done if this council, the majority of which have said they erred in setting up this process. The majority of this council has said publicly that the process we set up was an error, not that you erred, we erred. It would seem to me it does more harm to our credibility to not adjust some of our process than to slow things down, and I guess that's what I need the counterargument to. Who is harmed by taking a little more time when the council, at least in a majority, believes it has erred?
I think there's several harms from it. And I'll start with this group of people here that have worked over the last 6 to 8 months and have done everything they could reasonably do to try to comply with a process, and that they've met their charge given by the city council. And to say that's not good enough, even if we're accepting the blame for it, I think harms the community. Because in effect, and this is the part that disturbs me, is that for many, many different groups in our society, they've been told to wait. We'll come up with a better plan. Serena, you told your father that? I think that if we were the second harm to me, is will come with what this will bring with it if we look at other streets in Portland. This will become a stepchild that people will not want, because if it wasn't good enough for Interstate, why should it be good enough for Hawthorne or 82nd or Southwest Broadway or any other street in Portland? I'm afraid that we will be back here in January or in July with the very same issues confronting us, with the very same concerns expressed by a group of people who wish to honor Cesar Chavez but do it somewhere else. I think for us, it's about, for me, it's about making a decision now.
Folks, do you have any more? We have some other folks to testify. Are there any more questions for these folks?
Thank you again.
Thank you. Please call the next three.
The next three are Eric Gale, Per Fageron, and Don Barry Griffin. They'll be followed by Molly Paris, Lily Mandel, and Anne Ali Rogers.
Folks, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And anyone can start, but when you speak, please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
All right. My name is Eric Gale. I am currently the chair of the Overlook Neighborhood Association. At our September 18th meeting, the Cesar Chavez Boulevard Committee presented their proposal to us, and I want to read you the result of the three motions that were passed at our association that night. I believe they gave a strong basis for support for this resolution. The motion to support the proposal to rename Interstate Avenue as Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard was defeated 86-6. The motion to oppose the proposal to rename Interstate Avenue passed 92-12. A third motion to support an alternative method of honoring Cesar Chavez in the community was passed unanimously. Though I have obviously not talked to everyone who voted, the large majority of this opposition to the renaming of Interstate Avenue did not come out of ignorance or intolerance, but out of concerns for history, economics, and largely the lack of process. Though they have felt the brunt of it, the main source of frustration that people expressed is not with the renaming committee, but the city. Something that will have this large of an impact on people and businesses deserves a more thoughtful process. Commissioners Leonard and Adams' resolution goes a long way in addressing this. Honoring Cesar Chavez should be a positive thing, and I believe that by backing up the proper process with the proper process, that a better, less divisive, and more community-building outcome is possible. If this resolution is passed, Interstate will obviously be a leading candidate, and if it is renamed, I don't want it to be under the dark cloud that currently hangs over it. Thank you.
My name is Don Barry Griffin. I live in the Overlook neighborhood, and I did not know this proposal was coming up, but I fully support it. Thank you very much for taking time to listen to the community. As a young child, I grew up in an agricultural community in California. I remember shopping with my parents and specifically asking them not to buy grapes in order to support the boycott led by Cesar Chavez. I have great respect for the man, his legacy of both civil and worker rights that he's left us. I welcome a chance to honor him in an appropriate and responsible manner. In my opinion, renaming Interstate Avenue is not the best or most responsible way to do this. As a community and a city, we've spent much time and energy on the interstate plan and the MAX line. The neighborhood is finally taking shape, and there's a renewal of energy and vitality in the area, and both new and old residents alike share a sense of renewed pride and spirit in the area. The history of Interstate Avenue is something that means a lot to us, and the history makes us a unique area. Driving down Interstate Avenue, you really do feel the history. You see the amazing neon signs, the vintage diners, the bowling alley, all the businesses that are named Interstate, and these remain a touchstone to the past. There have been many alternatives that have been proposed that would honor the feelings on all sides, renaming a park, a school, an alternative street. The members of the Chavez community have not been really to listen to our other alternatives. Those of us who own business and pay taxes in the area have made our desires clear. Save Interstate Avenue. As an aside, I too have been incredibly disappointed in the process that's taken place. What would have ideally been a dialogue between two communities and groups feels like a little bit more of a lecture series. We feel like we haven't gotten equal time in the process. I don't know if a vote's an alternative. That would be something to think about. Like Eric and all the rest of the residents of Overlook, we really do honor a way. We want to find a way to honor Cesar Chavez. I respect him, but please save Interstate Avenue. Thank you.
My name is Per Fagring, and I live in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Southeast Portland, which is a neighborhood somewhat removed from all this uproar. I think the city should honor Cesar Chavez. I would recommend that the city rename Southwest 4th Avenue. That way the city could proudly proclaim that City Hall, its own front yard for all of Portland, is located at 1221 Southwest Cesar Chavez Boulevard. Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Next three are Molly Paris, Lily Mandel, and Ann Ali Rogers. They'll be followed by Julie Rogers, Pam Brooks Haynes, and Kathleen Chellis.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Molly Paris. I am a resident of North Portland. I spoke with Mayor Potter at one of the meetings, and Sam Adams and Commissioner Leonard, I saw at one of the meetings also. I am not really prepared to speak here, and I'm a little bit nervous, so if I don't sound well-spoken, please excuse that. I just came here to the meeting. I thought there would be other people speaking in our behalf, and there weren't that many down there, so I put my name down. A couple things. I was a teacher. I taught many children about Cesar Chavez and the power that he gave to the everyday man in a democracy that, yes, what he says does matter and it does have an impact. North Portland seemed to be earmarked by city council for some reason lately. Obviously, the MAX hit the businesses quite hard in North Portland. And then Rosa Parks was kind of done in a way that the neighborhoods felt like they had no say in it, and after the fact, they learned about it. And now North Portland is also going through rezoning, which I'm sure all of you know. I have been on some of the rezoning committees. The initial study that the zoning committee did, they had a section of it that said Interstate had a unique history. They advised, the rezoning committee advised that all the neon signs be kept, that the flavor of Interstate should be kept, and then we come along and rename it. It doesn't quite make much sense. Also, the committee that wants to rename the street wants a major north-south street. I think that was one of their arguments, and that makes sense. But there are so many that are just numbers and have absolutely no meaning behind them, and we're just trying to understand why those aren't options. I also spoke with the mayor one evening after a meeting, and he said it was an honor to rename a street Cesar Chavez because it shows diversity of our city. I agree. But does all the diversity need to be in North Portland? There is a bigger city out there. You know, there's southeast, northeast, there's all kinds of areas that could show a little bit of diversity. It's just having a great impact on our area of town of all the things we have to go through. Is that time?
You have 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I just want to voice my opposition to the process, to the whole idea of just haphazardly, it seems like, renaming a street after a person that should have recognition. The process is flawed. It needs to be more addressed to the people that live in the areas you're renaming and the businesses that it affects. Also, this is for the mayor. Oh, is it over?
Make your last comment.
I am a mother of four and also was a teacher. I did make say things to my children and my students that they came back to me and said, hey, you know what? This just isn't right, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I had to realize I made a mistake and change it. To realize that you make a mistake is one thing. To change it, to be, you know, honest enough to say, okay, I now have to readdress this and change what I did because it isn't right. It would be greatly appreciated. I know it's a big step, but thank you.
Hi, I'm Lily Mandel. I'm here to support this resolution. It belongs here at City Hall. It allows citizens here openly to discuss it. It's here that commissioners listen to all the citizens to make up their minds. We still have a commission form of government here in Portland, and the council will decide. Portland does not have a decider. This has absolutely nothing to do with racism, but finding the right spot. Those who want to divide us are spewing hate. Let's follow the Portland process and here, together, not behind closed doors, unite and with this resolution, correct this mistake and resolve this conflict. I want to thank Commissioners Leonard and Adams for restoring the Portland process here at City Hall. And now I hope, Eric, you will join them. Thank you.
Please.
My name is Anna Lee Rogers, and I wish to thank Commissioner Leonard and Adams for attending the Ockley Green meeting and listening with an open mind to the community. The proposal to name Interstate Avenue has drawn interest from the whole region, not just North Portland. In Mayor Potter's press releases, he says that compromise is necessary to solve differing opinions. He also has stated his wish to involve the community to a greater measure than in the past. Yet, it seems to say to me, do as I say, not as I do. He has refused any compromise and chooses to ignore the opinions of the many people who do not approve of the renaming project. Interest has encouraged the Hispanic community, and he has encouraged the Hispanic committee on this project. No compromise of any kind has been offered by the Hispanic committee, but they have labeled us racist because we do not agree with them. They are just as racist as anyone else. This resolution would allow time to reach an acceptable solution arrived at by following the proper procedure on record. Please approve this resolution, and thank you for your time.
The next three are Julie Rogers, Pam Brooks-Haynes, and Kathleen Chellis. They'll be followed by Chris Duffy, Promise King, and Bill Mildenberger.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes. Would you like to begin?
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy. thank you for your time. Oh, my name, Julie Ann Rogers, North Portland resident. Thank you for your time. I'll have OptiVisors like my mom someday. In our city, in our neighborhoods, and in our schools, public sentiment is everything. Public sentiment can be the catalyst that forms new bonds between seemingly separate and diverse groups. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, with public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. If the citizens of our city feel cheated because of the flawed process used so far, we have accomplished little to honor the greatness of the Cesar Chavez legacy, and we all lose. I believe the resolution before you provides the groundwork for a process which can enlighten public sentiment and bring about a clearer understanding of the work of Señor Chavez and honor all of our Latino neighbors. By establishing a method for positive public involvement, we move our government closer to one in which citizens can engage on a level ground, growing in understanding of our city's inclusive culture. I respectfully ask you to vote in favor of this resolution and move forward with the sentiment and thoughts of, and a quote from Mr. Chavez in his words, the preservation of one's own culture does not require contempt or disrespect for other cultures. That's Cesar Chavez. Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
My name is Kathleen Chellis. I'm a North Portland resident and interstate business owner. I am for stopping the current process at hand. I prefer the city ordinance. I prefer the use of streets in honorarium, like Chicago does, putting honorary signs over every interstate name that would also show due process. However, it's become apparently clear that that will not be acceptable here. The present process is at least an option that shows some respect to the vast majority of affected citizens